It is not in all cases that it will always be money. Sometimes when we want to mobilize, it may be people around. Hallelujah. Thank God for NGO sales. Sometimes we have to mobilize students. We have to mobilize people from campuses. As God helping us this year, definitely we'll be going for wisdom, winning the war against your destiny and against your destiny conferences and campuses. So sometimes how to mobilize fellowships, how to mobilize student unions. So that's what mobilization is about. It's not just about money. Sometimes maybe material mobilization. For example, you are going to campus for WWD. Maybe you want to use the school hall. How we can write to the school so we can mobilize, so they can just permit us to use it for that day. Hallelujah. So mobilization is not just in money. It is also in human resources, financial resources, material resources, and what? Social resources. Now, I know definitely that some persons that may look as if mobilization, is it biblical? Is it scriptural? Is it fundamental? Is it right for we to go out to meet other persons to get resources for the work? Now, for us to confirm, to know whether it is biblical, let us open our Bible to the book of Exodus chapter 35, 4 to 10. Exodus 35, 4 to 10. Exodus 35. I want someone else to read, please. Exodus 35, 4 to 10. Yes, sir. Okay. Yes. No, to 10. Amen. Thank you, sir. Now, we saw from that scripture that he read that Moses was commanded to build an ark. Sorry, to build a tabernacle. Amen. To make some other things like the anointing oil and other things that we use for the for the service of the priesthood. But God, Bible says it was God that commanded Moses to tell the Israelites that bring these things for the work. Amen. It was God that commanded Moses. So it was not Moses on his own, initiative or idea to say, okay, people, start bringing your thing. No, God commanded him first that Moses, go and meet these people. Hallelujah. I've come to understand that every word God gives to you is always beyond what? It's always beyond your own aspects. Hallelujah. Any vision God gives to a man is beyond your own capacity. And that's one thing I've come to understand, that every vision God gives to a man, it is not private limited. It is what? Public limited. Hallelujah. A vision is to be shared. A vision is to be passed across. Vision, every vision that comes from God is what? It's eternity. It's internal. It's not just for immediate person. It's not just for family members. No, it's for everyone. Vision are like just... they're just like announcement. Okay, this is what God wants to do. Anyone who is willing can come and join. And just as the Bible says, just as the heavens is higher than the earth, so are my own thoughts higher than yours. Every God-given vision is higher than your own expectation. It's not something that you cannot fund on your own. No, it is, everybody has his own parts to play. It is public. It's not just reserved for your own consumption, it must be shared. In this might, I want us to consider five specifics. What are the five specifics that we must always recognize when we're trying to mobilize? The five specifics we must always recognize when we're trying to mobilize. One, it is a process. So you can write process. One, process. Two, burden. Three, clear goal. One, process. Two, burden. Three, clear goal. And four, specific what? Action. And five, specific what? Beneficiary. I'm going to explain them, but let us write them down first. One, it's a process. Two, burden. Three, clear goal. Four, specific action. And five, what? Specific what? Beneficiary. Hallelujah. Now, just as we said, mobilization is a what? It's a process. It is not something that that just happened one time. No, it is a process. Hallelujah. Now, just as we have listed, these five specific are the things that we must give cognizance anytime we want to mobilize. That one of it is what? It is a process. Now, what does it mean it's a process? It is something that must be initiated. Hallelujah. It's an initiative. Amen. It's an initiative. It's something that we must plan to do. It's not something that we just sit back and not expect that it will just happen. No, it's a process. We must be the one to go out. Hallelujah. We must be the one to what? Initiate it. We must be the one to what? To start it. Hallelujah. It is not something that someone that will just happen. It is not automatic. Amen. I know many times we have to pray, oh God, send laborers. Lord, send Basilinians. Send sacrificials. Send mountaineers. But one thing you know, Jesus gave us a command. Yes, in as much as trusting God, yes, oh God, send angels of the harvest to come. But one of the commands Jesus gave to us, he said what? Go into the whole world. Which means we must be the one to what? To initiate it. We must be the one to what? Start it up. Hallelujah. So one thing we must know about mobilization, that it is something that is what? That is initiated. Amen. It is something that is what? Initiated. It is something that is start up. We must set it up. Hallelujah. Now, what the other one that we say it is a burden, like burden, we must have a burden in our heart. Someone that does not have a burden, you won't have the need to share with other people. Must have a burden. Oh, we want to organize a conference. We want to organize the Garden of Champions. We must have a burden. We must have consign for it. We must have the passion. Hallelujah. And the other one that we said what? It is a clear goal. We must have what do we want to achieve. When we don't specify what we are trying to do, is it money? Is it people want to mobilize? Is it access to a facility? Is it access to a particular group of people? We must specify why are we mobilizing? If we want to mobilize, for example, for Champions Student Conference, like we want to organize an Oju. Okay, want to mobilize. What are we mobilizing for? Are we mobilizing students? Are we mobilizing for funds? Are we mobilizing for let's say, for example, God will help us. Are we mobilizing for school buses? What are we mobilizing? So they must be what? Clear goal. Another one that we said is what? Specific action. What are the steps we must take? What are the steps we must take? Are we going for school visitations? Are we going to writing letters? I'll go to meeting one-on-one with school principals or meeting the people that we want to contact. There must be what? Specific actions. Hallelujah. Just as we said, it is only instruction that give birth to what? To miracle. So if God must help us to, if God must give us breakthrough, we must have definite instructions, definite directions, how to go about to, how to execute that process. Hallelujah. And the last one is what? Specific what? Beneficiary. What are the people we must meet? In every locality, there are principalities. What are the people that we must contact? What are the people that we know that okay, they can buy into this vision, they can buy into this body? It's not everybody that really appreciate what we are doing. That is the truth. And that is something we must know by ourselves. It's not everybody that really appreciate it. But what are the people that we know that, okay, God, these are the people that can buy into this body, that can share into this vision. So we must have that in mind. We must, if possible, we must write down their names. Okay, maybe in the campus we are schooling, in the school, in our locality, what are the people that we know that from the things they have been doing, they love such an initiative. For example, let's say for the Champion Student Conference, I know, for example, that some people in Oju, that they love things about students, about young people. They love things that concerns youth. So we must have people in mind that we are going to meet. It's not just for everybody. They must be what? Specific what? Beneficiaries. Now, one thing I wrote here is that mobilization only comes in place when you ask. Hallelujah. Now, in the book of Matthew chapter 7, 7 to 8, you can write it down, Matthew chapter 7, 7 to 8, Jesus said, he said, ask and you shall what? Receive. It is only when you ask that you shall get. It is only when you seek you shall find. It is only when you knock shall be opened unto you. Hallelujah. Mobilization only comes in place when we what? When you ask. Amen. I have to be honest about it. I'm being frank here. Actually, this thing was something, mobilization for me actually was something I didn't initially when I came across this thing, I didn't so much buy into the idea. For me, I feel, no, all you need to do is to just pray. When you pray, God will send the people. No. Jesus said what? Ask. Now, even Jesus, when Jesus wanted to ride into Jerusalem upon the donkey, Jesus asked. Now, there's a difference between asking and what? And begging. We didn't say we should beg. Hallelujah. But we must what? We must ask. Jesus wanted to go into Jerusalem. He asked told the disciples, he said, when you go into Jerusalem, you see a donkey and a colt that is tied. He said, if anyone asks you, tell him that the master is in need of it. When Jesus wanted to have the last supper with the disciples, he told Peter and another disciple, he said, go into the city. You see a man carrying a jar of water. He said, follow him and then ask him for what? For the room whereby, and tell the man that I want to have a feast with my disciples. So mobilization only comes in place when we work, when you ask. Don't expect people will just see the vision or what God has given to you and they'll say, okay, no. God told me in my dream that you are going to do these things. No. You must ask. Yeah, we know such a things happen. I've come across some stories whereby some people said they were praying and someone far away that God laid his heart upon his heart that okay, you should come and give to that work, even though he never knew the person. That is possible. But that does not happen frequently. Hallelujah. We saw that when the children of Israel were moving across or journeying in the wilderness, yes, God was sending manna. But there was a point they got to, the Bible said that manna what? Manna stopped. So yeah, that sometimes God may just send some people and say, okay, yes, I just want to be part of this. But most frequently, we must be the one to what? To ask. Hallelujah. And I wrote something here. Asking is in two phases. Asking is in what? It's in two phases. Or they are in two phases. Asking is in what? Two phases. Number one, asking God for his consent. So even though we're asking, the first person to ask his word is God. Asking God for his word, for his consent. Someone should open to the book of John chapter 3, verse 27. John chapter 3, verse 27. Asking God for his consent. Yes, ma'am.
John 3:27.
Yes.
John answered and said, A man can receive
what? Nothing.
Except
it's given to him from what? Heaven. Thank you, ma'am. Now, this was John speaking. He said, a man can receive nothing, whether it is money, whether it is people, whether it is access, except God first give it to you. In the book of Proverbs, God was speaking. In the book of Proverbs, it was said, he said that the heart of kings and what are in my hands. And it is God that directs it like what? Like a course of a river. In the book of Haggai, let's go to the book of Haggai. Haggai chapter 1. Haggai chapter 1. And we'll read, let's read from verse. Haggai chapter 1. Someone should go to the book, verse 14. Haggai 1, 14. If you are there.
And the Lord stirred up the spirit of what?
Zerubbabel. Yes.
Governor of Judah.
Governor of Judah.
And the spirit of Joshua.
God stir up the spirit of what? Joshua.
The son of Joseph.
Yes.
The high priest.
Yes.
The spirit of all the remnant of
what? The of the people. Thank you, my Lord. Let's stop there. Just as John said, you can't receive except God stir the heart of people. So even though we're mobilizing, we should not just say, okay, they are my friends. Now, we saw even Esther, when Esther wanted to mobilize her own husband, she has to first what? Ask God for consent. So we should not just say, oh, they are my friends, they are my family members. I tell you, you'll be shocked. If God did not touch the heart of people, they may be your best friends, and you ask them for just a little favor, they won't respond. So the first person to mobilize this world is God. No man can receive except God give it to you. No man will give it to you. Hallelujah. But the Bible gave us an assurance. It said, if God be for us, what can man do to us? If God be for us, he can give us all things. And since God has given us this vision, this mandate, definitely, if we can just remind him and ask him, he'll always what? Give it to us. Second, we said there are two phases. The first phase is asking God for his consent, and which we saw in the book of John chapter 3, verse 27. Second is what? Asking those God leads us to. Asking what? Those God or the Lord leads us to. In the book of Matthew chapter 26, 18 to 19. Matthew chapter 26, 18 to 19. Matthew 26, 18 to 19. Yes, sir. Go into the city to what? Search a man. I love that word. Search a man, which means it was what? It was definite. It was specific. Thank you, sir. Listen. And say unto him, the master said, yes, sir. Yes. I met it, thank you, sir. Yes, 18 to 19. Now, Jesus gave him a particular man, not everybody. Jesus said, go into what? Sort a man. Hallelujah. In the book of Isaiah chapter 60, I love the verse. That's in verse 3. The Bible says, and then your sons and what? Your daughters, not everybody. Now, one thing you should note is that not everybody will appreciate it. Not everybody are the sons of this house. Not everybody are the daughters of this house. Even though, yes, this house is for global harvest, it is for global impact, but there are some people whom God will lay that vision on their heart. They are part of this work. So we should know that it's not just going to be sitting and saying, no. That's why the first person to meet is God. God, who are the people you want? Who are the sons and daughters? You don't know them. I don't know them. There are people you have never met before. There are people, in fact, you have been seeing them around, but you don't know they are part of this work. So the first person that we must meet is God. Lord, show me who are the people that are supposed to be part of this house, part of this work. Hallelujah. And when God show it to them, you must now go to them. Don't expect that the heart to just say, oh, Lord, stay. No. We must go. Jesus said, go into such a man. Go and meet him. That person, go and meet him. Hallelujah. So in as much as we ask God for his consent, we must also what? Ask those who God will what? Will lead us what? Will lead us to. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, we have discussed the five specific, and now we have come to understand that mobilization is a process, and it only comes to place when we ask. And we have come to understand there are two phases, which is asking God for his consent, and also asking those God will lead us to. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, another thing you must know, as a mobilizer, you are a mobilizer, right? A mobilizer is somebody that goes to what? To mobilize. Hallelujah. Yeah. So now let us discuss about the mobilizer, which is us, we, the mobilizers. Now, that's what is titled here, ABC of what? Mobilization. ABC of mobilization. ABC of mobilization. ABC of mobilization. Number one, which is A, anointing. 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 Let someone open the book of Nehemiah chapter 2, verse 8b. Anointing. Nehemiah 2, verse 8b. Nehemiah 2, verse 8b. Yes, sir. Okay. And the king granted me according to the good. Why? According to the what? To the good hand of my God, what? Upon me. Now, which means the first thing we must acquire for mobilization is what? Anointing. Hallelujah. When Esther wanted to mobilize her husband, yeah, she would have just said, okay, since he's my husband, all I need to do is to just, okay, give him a very good food, send him roses, and just know, where's your duty's dress, and just call him to the dinner. No. Even though, yes, we know there are strategies, but the first thing to do is what? Is to ask God for what? For grace. Ask God for favor. In that book of John chapter 3, verse 27, we read, the Bible says, no man, you can't receive anything if God has not, even though it's your husband, even though they are your friends, they won't give it to you. Hallelujah. Until God put that favor, that anointing upon your life, nobody will respond to your request. Hallelujah. Now, I'm quoting what someone said. It's what if I'm a minister of God, he says something, and I keep it to heart. He said, one of the mistakes in ministry is we try to do things men did by auction only through strategies. Hallelujah. One of the mistakes in ministry is that we try to do things men did by auction only what? Through strategies. Oh, if you look through the scriptures, you see some men in the Bible who did exploit. And every time you see men, people like Samson from David, there's a particular thing you always see. The hand of the Lord was upon him, right? The spirit of the Lord came upon him. Now, these men first had the auction before they could do exploit. But most of the time, we only give cognizance to only what? Strategies. Oh, I will talk like this. I will dress like this. I will not too shout. No. Those things, yes, they are good. They make sense. They are sensual. They are mental assessment. They are good. But at the same time, we must trust God for what? Anointing. Hallelujah. So the second one, which is what? Boldness. We have discussed about anointing. The second one is what? Boldness. Hallelujah. In the book of Esther 4:16b. Esther 4:16b. Esther chapter 4:16b. Let me read here. He said, So will I go in unto the king, which is not according to the law. And if I perish, I what? I perish. Now we must be bold. Yeah, God may lead us and say, go to these people, no matter how big they are to our face. And some people are, but Lord, I don't know these people very well. Or God, these people, I don't know if they may really appreciate me. You may not know until you take a step. We must be bold to meet those people. There may be people that are so high, maybe in fact, maybe in our schools, in our campuses, or in our locality, they may look as if, these people, they are big men, they are big women, and God has been in our hearts. Go and discuss this thing with such person. Don't look as if God will not answer me. God, they will do nothing. God, how will they take me serious? No, we must take a step. And that means what? Boldness. Hallelujah. Now, to be bold does not mean to just go there and start saying, no, sir, I have a vision. What does it mean to be bold? It means to have what? An understanding, to have sound mind. Hallelujah. To be calm and share your vision. Amen. So we have discussed about what? Anointing, boldness, and the last one is what? Compassion. ABC. A for anointing, B for boldness, C for what? Compassion. Hallelujah. Amen. In the book of Matthew chapter 14, verse 14, you may read that later. The Bible says, and Jesus had what? Compassion upon the crowd. Now, compassion is gotten from two words, which means what? Communication and what? Passion. Hallelujah. Compassion is gotten from what? Communication and what? Passion. Now, what does it mean to have compassion? It means to communicate what? With passion. When people say, okay, for example, you are trying to mobilize somebody, and the way you are speaking, the way we are trying to mobilize a person, there is no passion in our communication. There is no interest. We just sound so cold. People can't see that passion in us. Now, when Jesus wanted to feed those people, there was this passion in heart. When he was speaking, people saw that, no. And that's why Philip just said, Jesus, The only thing here is just 5 loaves of bread and 2 fishes. Because he was speaking, he was asking for something. There was this passion he had. So even when we're trying to mobilize, we should not just go there and look and just behave lukewarm and just say, sir, if you cannot, no. Just as we said, mobilization does not mean to beg. It just means to what? To ask. We should have this compassion in us. We should communicate with what? With passion. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Now, what are the steps in raising partners? What are the steps in raising what? Partners. What are the steps we must take? 1, be mobile. Be what? Be mobile. Just like the word mobile, move. To be mobile means we must be willing to interact. We must be willing to associate. Just like we say, you must go out to meet the people. You must go to meet the people God will be leading us to. So one of the things you must know that if you will mobilize, you must be mobile. You must be the one to initiate relationship. You must be the one to what, associate, to interact with the people God will be leading you into, or to, rather. Hallelujah. Amen. Number 2, be creative. Be what? Creative. And what does this mean? It means in your approach, be dynamic and what? Specific. If it's in text message, if it's in calling, whatever steps God will want you to take, be creative, be dynamic about it. Even though it may be in sending text message, maybe sometimes it may require we just keep in touch with partners or keep in touch with the people God wants us to lead. God is leading us to. We must be creative. We may not go to sending text message. The way we compose our text message, it must be dynamic. It must not just always be in one particular method or one particular format. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Another one is what? Be motivational. Be motivational. Be motivational. Now, what does it mean to be motivational? For me, that does in 2 words. What does it mean to be motivational? It means ability to share your vision and what? Share testimonies. One of the ways to motivate people is what? Sharing your vision and what? Sharing your testimonies. What are the things God have done through WWD? What are the things God have done through what? Through CSC, Champion Student Conference. What are the things God have been doing through GOC? And to share our vision, why are we doing the program? Why are we organizing such conferences? Why are we organizing such programs? We should share our vision and what? Share what? Testimonies. Another one, be descriptive. Be descriptive. People should have a picture of what we're trying to do. We should not make it look so abstract and people can't figure what it's all about. So there should be a description. Hallelujah. Another one, be strategic. This one, Jesus said, be wise as a serpent. Be strategic. Sometimes God may lead you to partners. It may not be direct. Your one-time approach may not work. It's not just, okay, sir, God have lead me that you should help us, you should be a partner. No. Sometimes maybe little by little, just make friends with the person. And maybe sometimes go to pray with the person. Even though, yes, God, you are raising a partner, right? But it's not just, okay, sir, come and give us fund. Come and give us this. No. Sometimes just start, be strategic. That should not be a step-by-step process. Okay, sometimes visit the person, go to his office or go to his house address or go to his lodge or whatever place. Just pay a visitation. Pray with the person. Sometimes just say, okay, why don't you come for our program? And sometimes when the person comes for our program, maybe at that point, partners may be raised and the person may cast the fire, may cast the vision. Hallelujah. We must be what? Strategic. Another one is that what? Be specific. Be specific. Be specific. Let me share my own experience. There was one time, I think that was last year, we were trying to raise for one of our program we had, and there was a partner then I went to meet, and I was discussing with him. okay, sir, you know, we're organizing this program. I shared the vision, I shared the testimonies, everything. I've been sending text messages, I've been interacting with the person. So all I would just say that, sir, please support. And after saying support, the person does say, I'll be there. You know, my own is that, okay, the person like financially now, money. But I was not specific. So the person just said, I'll be there. And I don't look at him, he said, no, more. I kept quiet. I look at the man and I said, okay. And in fact, the man did not even come for the program. So one thing about mobilization, you must be specific. If it's money you want, sir, please support us by phone. We need funds. If it is access, okay, sir, can you help us to talk to these people? Or maybe if it's a student union, maybe it's a fellowship like JCCF. It must be specific. Why are we doing this? What that was you said, one of the five specifics of mobilization is what? Clear goal. What do you want to get from that person? Hallelujah. Why am I meeting this person? It's not just a sir, support us. No, I can support you. If it is mountainous, I will pray for you. Hallelujah. But so we must clearly state our goal. What do we want to get from the people God be leading us to? Another one is what? Be knowledgeable. Be knowledgeable. And that means have a broad knowledge of what you are doing and the area God have called you into. That's one time I discussed with one man, then Oju, and the man just wanted to test me. I said, okay, sir, Wisdom for Success in Secondary School Seminar. And he just asked me a question. He said, how many schools are in the Oju Central? And I said, like 25. And he said, okay, list them for me. I'm serious. I started calling the school one by one. He don't look at me, okay, he don't say right. Because some of them, when they don't know that if you don't have the knowledge of what you are doing, they can't trust you. They just say, this guy, maybe he's just looking for what to eat. So sometimes, your knowledge will test that you are passionate about it. If you have the knowledge of what you are doing, then it means, okay, this guy, you are really interested. I know we may not have, of course, you can't know all the schools here in Makurdi. Makurdi is so large. But there's some question that asks you, what are the schools in North Bank? What are the schools, in your campus, there are some things they expect you to know if you are trying to mobilize the Joint Christian Campus Fellowship. Hallelujah. So we must be what? Be knowledgeable. Another one is we must be passionate. We must be passionate. Be passionate. Be passionate. Be passionate. Of course, that one means we have discussed it when we talk about the ABC. We must have passion. The body must be in our hearts. Another one, be contextual. Yes. Be contextual. Be contextual. Context. Contextual. Sometimes when you're trying to discuss with some people God be leading us to, you must always make sure you keep to the what? To the context. See, it is so easy to just divert and just get distracted. In fact, you end up discussing about football. I went to a man office and we end up discussing about the man family. I'm serious about it. I think that was Elder Alex. I went to his office one day and we're discussing. And one day, I was discussing about his wife's birthday. Yeah. We left. And when I left, and I said, look at myself. So one thing about mobilization, you must always keep to context. Of course, they are human beings now. You can't just go there without discussing about it. They will share their own burden. They will share their own problems. In fact, I was with my partner, they'll be sharing what's going on in their office. So sometimes, even though they may be sharing their own problems, but you must make sure you always will drag back their attention to why you came. Hallelujah. And lastly, be what? Be prayerful. Of course. Always commit everything to God. Yes, God may lead you to that person. Keep praying for them. God, stir up their hearts. Stir up their hearts. Stir up their hearts, Lord. So one of the things must know that we must be what? Prayerful. Now let us discuss what are the four foci for mobilization. That is the plural of focus. What are the four foci for what? Mobilization. Okay, foci, sorry.
It's pronounced as key.
Okay. What are the four foci for mobilization? What are the four things we must focus on when we are trying to mobilize? One, clearly share your vision, your journey, and your place of ministry, your call, the mandate, the divine mandate God has given to us, the return mandate, we must what? Be able to share it with people. Hallelujah. Clearly what? Share your vision, the journey, and the place of our ministry. What is our focus? God has called us, yes, return O Global Ministry. What are we doing? There are plenty of ministries. Some ministries are for widows. Some ministries are for orphans. Some ministries are for those in prison. As Return Global, Return All Global Ministry, what is the area God has called us into? Hallelujah. Now, of course, you know, one of the area God has called us into is what? Towards the youth. We're like a youth ministry. Towards the teen, young people. The north, the young people. That is where God has is. So if people ask you, what are people doing? Not say that we're a ministry. Say that we're doing everything. We're praying. No. We must share what is our specific. What is the area God has called us into? Hallelujah. And we must share the vision. Another thing, clearly connect your personal vision with the heart of God for the nations. Clearly what? Connect your personal vision with the heart of God for the nations. That means where God has called us into. Oh, as ministry representative Oju, for myself, I should clearly, can I say, share what God wants to do through this ministry in the land. God has sent us, like Return Global Outreach, the land of Oju, to bring what? Academic deliverance. And that's why God has sent us there. So yes, God has sent us to Makurdi. What does God want to use this ministry in this land to do? Hallelujah. So we should clearly what? Clearly connect our vision with the heart of God for the nations. Another one, clearly share testimonies of what God has done through Return All Global Ministry. Clearly share testimonies of all what God have done through Return All Global World Ministry. Just as I said, one of the ways to mobilize is to what? Share testimonies. When people see proof, they will believe. Jesus said, until the people see signs, they won't believe. So when people know that, oh, sir, there have been testimonies, students have been raised, champions have been raised. Wow, it's really working. Hallelujah. Another one, the last one, another focus you must give attention to is clearly present your vision for the future and some challenges to achieve it. Clearly what? Present your vision for the future. What are the things we are planning to do this year? And what are the things that are confronting us? What are the things that are standing as obstacle? Oh, we want to organize. Definitely, we have schedule for this year. Different schedule talk. We have programs we'll be organizing by September. Conferences, programs, seminars. Yes, in as much these programs are so motivational and so impactful, there are some obstacles, there are some challenges, there are some things that may want to add as obstacles. We should what? Present to the partners. Hallelujah. So these are the visions we have for this year, but this is the thing that is acting as a challenge to it. Hallelujah. Now, we are able to share the vision. I'm sure you share the four things we should focus on when we try to mobilize partners. Now, what are the attitudes we must have as a mobilizer? What are the attitudes we must have as a mobilizer? One, be convinced that God is the one behind you, not man. Be what? Be convinced that it is not man that is supplying your needs, it is God. He's using men as channels. Be convinced that God is your what? Is the one behind you, not man. Men are channels. Men are vessels. God is the giver. God is the source. And that's why we say you must ask God for counsel. You must ask God for direction. Hallelujah. So you must have, when you're trying to mobilize, don't think you are going to beg men. No. You are trying to meet those who God have given, who God have ordained to the channels to be a blessing to us and to the ministry. Hallelujah. Now, another thing we should know is that we should see partners as part of this ministry. I think that's one thing God have helped us in this ministry that we have been consistent in doing. Anytime we are praying, we are always praying for champions and praying for partners. In our prayer time, in keeping updates with partners. Oh, programs are coming. We should not just see them as just money bags, as ATM. No. We should see them as part of this ministry. Amen. Another attitude we must have, be friendly. Be what? Be friendly. We must be friendly. Be friendly. The way we relate to people, we should be cordial with people. People should see honor. Hallelujah. I've come to understand that favor only responds to what? To honor. Amen. In the book of Proverbs chapter 3, Jesus said, let's go to that verse. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 3 to 4. Anyone who's there can read? Proverbs chapter 3. 3 to 4. Yes, sir.
Let not mercy and truth
forsake you.
Bind them about thy neck.
Yes.
Write them upon the table of thy heart.
Mm-hmm.
So shalt thou find favor and good understanding.
Sight of man. The another word for mercy, NIV said love. One of the ways to attract favor is what? Is love. When people know that, okay, you truly love them, wow, they'll love what you do. Hallelujah. So should we work? We should be friendly. We should not just say, oh, sir, and don't look too formal. There should be cordiality between us and them. Hallelujah. Another one is what? Serve people. Serve what? Serve people. And that means we should be able to affect or touch the life of partners. Serve them. That's why when we're talking about how to be strategic, sometimes you can go to them and say, oh, sir, can I pray with you? That your friends, that your mate in school, in campus, or in your vicinity, oh, what are the issues? What can I pray with you with? Hallelujah. We can sometimes go to visit them. We should not all see them and say, okay, we're the only one that have needs. Everyone has needs. Hallelujah. Everyone has issues. So we must be willing to meet their own needs also. We must be willing to what? To serve them. Amen. Now, what are the don'ts? What are the things we must avoid? You can just put them as don'ts. What are the things we must avoid when mobilizing? What are the don'ts? What are the things we must avoid when mobilizing? What must we avoid when we're mobilizing? If you want to mobilize, what must you avoid? Number one, don't sound beggarly. Or beggarly. Don't sound as if you are begging. Yes, you have a need. Share your need. But don't sound beggarly. I beg. No. Share your need. If God wants to use them, God will touch their hearts. But don't sound what? Beggarly. Another one, don't be sentimental. Don't be sentimental. And that means don't try to refer to other people when you are trying to mobilize for yourself. Ah, sir, that people, the way they are doing their own things, it's not good. Ah, sir, that ministry, no, it does not concern you. You are mobilizing for yourself. Hallelujah. You don't need to spoil another person to create chance for yourself in people's hearts. Amen. Give consideration to what God has sent you. Don't say, oh, that people, sir, that ministry, they should do all these ministries around. They are not good. They are not faithful. It does not concern you. Hallelujah. Don't be sentimental. Keep to what God has sent you. Talk about your own and leave it to the rest. Another one, don't sound competitive. Don't what? Sound competitive. We want to do our own. Last year, these people did their own like this. This year, we want to do our own like this. No. Don't sound competitive. Don't sound. It's vision. Vision is not a competition. Keep to what God has said. So, because partners are, you may be surprised that people are so sensitive. Your approach to people have to be tamed. People are so sensitive. When they begin to perceive that, oh, this guy is trying to compete, that means any man who is really interested in things of God, in the kingdom of God, when you begin to sense that you are competitive, it won't support you. Hallelujah. Maybe when you begin, I'm trying to outdo these other people. No. They won't. They don't say as if you are trying to do your own thing. You are just trying to create a show. Hallelujah. So don't sound competitive. That way you must always what? Keep to what? Vision. Lastly, don't exaggerate. Be honest about it. Don't exaggerate. Last year, Champion Student Conference, sir, we were about 200. Don't say, sir, we are close to 500. There's no need. Don't exaggerate. Oh, don't exaggerate, please, don't exaggerate. Because, remember, just as you said, it is God, right, that is behind you. If you begin to lie, that God, even though the people may be so excited, see, mobilization is spiritual. Hallelujah. It is what? It is spiritual. When God now begins to send, you begin to add flesh in it, He will withdraw. So we must be honest about it. We must be truthful. And just as the verse read in the book of Proverbs chapter 3, he said, let love and truth be an ornament around your neck. Let us be truthful. Don't need to exaggerate. Say, be sincere. Be sincere about it. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, what are the ways we can sustain partners? What are the ways we can what? Sustain what? Partners. What are the ways we can sustain partners? Number one, keep records of partners' details. Keep what? Records of what? Partners' what? Details. And that is home address, birthdays, office address, occupation. Keep records of partners' what? Details. Their home address, their birthdays, their office address, their occupation. Hallelujah. Now, one of the things we must know that for us to be able to generate partners, just as we said, they are part of this ministry. We must be willing to what? We must be intimate with them. Hallelujah. We must be what? We must be intimate. We must be intimate. Let them see that we're interested in them, not in their pocket, not in what they can do for us. So we must keep record of them. Their birthdays, you can send them text messages. Hallelujah. You can have the office address, their home address. Sometimes go for visitation. Not because you want to come and sometimes it may not be ministry work. Just go to visit them, pray with them, and just relax with them. Hallelujah. Know what they do. Are they students? Are they self-employed? Are they working in government? No. We must know what they do. So we must know about them. Hallelujah. We must be intimate with them. Praise the Lord. And that will keep them, when they have a sense of belonging. Yes, they'll know, okay, we're part of this ministry. But when the only time they see our messages, it's only when we want to raise funds. Hey, sir, CSC is coming up. Sir, we need your support. No. They don't look as if we're just trying to explore and suck them. Amen. So we must what? Keep records of partners' what? Details. Number two, always show gratitude. Always what? Show gratitude. No matter how small. Even though they are partners, I know, for example, for this ministry, there are some partners who are monthly. That even though you don't send them text, they must always send some phone. I remember one time, I think that was last year, as one of our partners, she only sent support every month. And so, although I called her the first month, I called her beginning, end of the month, because she's a friend of mine. I called her and she sent this, and we discussed. Most of the things I wanted to discuss with her, we already discussed it in that conversation. So I think like 3 weeks ago, or 3 weeks later rather, or 2 weeks or 3 weeks, she now sent her monthly, she managed to send monthly support. So something else said to me, why calling her again? I think we already discussed about what. Something else said, no, call her. No matter what, let her know that you saw it. Amen. Show gratitude. Even though it's two text messages, thank you for your support. No matter, even though they are consistent partners, don't just see them and say, okay, you have only been given. And because one thing we should know about human beings, of course, is you can agree with me and it's obvious. Human beings, when someone becomes familiar with them, we don't appreciate them again. You agree with me, right? When someone becomes so familiar with us, we don't appreciate them again. It's always giving. So we don't feel as if they are partners. So what is there about them? So we should not let familiarity come into our relationship. Amen. Gratitude, we should always give them honor, appreciate them. Amen. Another thing. Always keep partners updated about ministry programs and projects. Always keep partners what? Updated about ministry what? Programs and what? And projects. Oh, we're going for wisdom, we're going for flood of knowledge. Just tell them about it. It's not because you want to just get money from them. Tell them about it. We're going for, we're having retreat. Just tell them about it. Let them just know things are going on. Amen. I think for me, myself, I'm saying this thing to myself. I willingly have willing to give attention to this. It's not only when we need them, we call their attention. Retreat, just tell them a retreat is going on. Some of them may not come. They may be far away. But just tell them about it. Amen. Even though you know, maybe let them just know that, okay, they are being informed. Let them see themselves as part of what? As part of the work. Hallelujah. Number four, try visiting partners. Try visiting partners and always keep in touch via calling or text message. Try what? Visiting what? Partners and keep in touch via calling or text message. Sometimes you may not visit, but text messages may do. Oh, happy new month, happy new week, or whatever God, or whatever comes to your heart. Just try to keep in touch. Always keep in touch. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. How many of us are blessed? Amen. Okay, now, what are the four convictions we should have when mobilizing? What are the four convictions we should have when mobilizing? Four convictions. One thing you should be, conviction, things you should have in mind. Things that you should have that, okay, these things are truth and we should hold on to them. One, God has resources out there that is meant for me and the ministry. I need to locate it. God what? Has resources out there. God has resources out there that is meant for me and the ministry. I need to locate it. God has resources out there that is meant for me and the ministry. I need to locate it. Amen. Number two, mobilization releases men to serve God in missions. I am called to raise champions and release men. Mobilization what? Releases men to serve God in missions. I am called to what? Raise champions and what? Release men. Number three, I am called to raise champions and release men. I'm called to raise champions and release. Number three, if I don't do it, who will do it? Amen. If I don't do it, who will do it? That you must say to yourself. If I don't mobilize for Champions Student Conference in Oju, who will do it? If I don't mobilize for Hive Tutorial or Hive Free Tutorial, who will do it? If we don't mobilize for Within the War Against Your Destiny Conference in campuses, who will do it? Amen. God has given us this mandate. He has given us the responsibility. We must be the one to do it. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And lastly, God is counting on me to obey him, going out there to untie the donkey. God is what? Counting on me to what? Obey him, to go out there to untie what? The donkey. Just as we said, you must ask God for his consent, and God will lead you to some persons. And when God leads you to some persons, if you don't obey, that is what? Disobedient. So mobilization actually is an act of obedience. Hallelujah. It's an what? It's an act of obedience. God have told you, go and meet this person. Go and talk to this person. If you don't obey it, it is disobedience. Praise the Lord. So we must know that God is counting on us to go out there so his work may be done. Thank God this year, of course, we have many programs, we have many projects. And God expects us to get these things done this year. And God have laid it on the heart of some persons to release the funds, to release the resources. And God expects that this work is done this year. And if we don't mobilize, of course, we are delaying his harvest. Amen. And I pray God's harvest will not be delayed in our hands in the mighty name of Jesus. Now, what are the four perspectives we must have to mobilize?
Four perspectives. Four perspectives that we must have when mobilizing. One, don't think programs, think people. Don't think what? Programs, think people. We should not just focus on this program. Think about the people, think about the student. Think about the life that are going to be blessed. Amen. Praise the Lord. Don't just think about the programs, we also think about what? The people whom the program is organized for. Think about partners also. Praise the Lord. Another one. Don't trap yourself in a singular strategy. Always be flexible to change. Don't trap yourself in a singular strategy. Always be what? Flexible to change. There are different means you can mobilize. There are different ways you can mobilize. Sometimes mobilization, don't go and visit. Sometimes it may not be through phone call, text messages. And the different means God may lead us. But we should not just keep to one method. No. Hallelujah. Another one, the third one. Be ready to share at all times. Be ready to share at all times. Your next partner may be sitting next to you in the box. Be ready to what? To share at all what? Times. Your next partner may be what? Sitting right to you in the box. Now, of course, one of the testimonies God served and shared with us, the first partner of this ministry, he met her in what? In the box. So anywhere you can meet partners, anywhere. It may be in the shop, it may be on the road, just discussing. So we must be willing to share, be more willing to discuss with people. I remember one of the partners, God is leading me, and God, although he had been keeping updates with us, one day I went to eat, just in a restaurant there in Oju. I was there discussing. He said, I have been seeing me around. He said, what do I do? I said, oh, this is what I do. In fact, what he asked me was not what I gave to him. He just asked me, okay, what did I do? I started telling him all that we did. Just tell him everything. So anyone he wants, just choose. And he just said, why? He said he loved this. So in fact, I think the one that said, okay, let us see. Just thank God. Don't worry, let me not say it. Well, let us see. But sometimes we're not willing to share with them. Just tell them. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Another one we should have in mind. Have specifics at your what? At your disposal. Has what? Specific at your disposal. There are some people that what you know, this is what they can do for you. Be willing to tell them, sir, please can you help us in this area? We should have in mind that anytime we're mobilizing, we should be what? Specific. Hallelujah. And then let us consider the last one before we close for this section. What is the last thing we must consider when we are going for mobilization? So let us discuss preparation. How to prepare for mobilization? How can we prepare for mobilization? How can we prepare for mobilization? One, prepare your heart through prayers. Prepare your what? Your heart. Through what? Through prayers. Prepare your heart. God, put the right words in my mouth. God, prepare their own heart also. Lord, let your favor be upon me. Prepare your heart through prayers. So anytime we go for mobilization, we should always prepare our heart through prayers. Secondly, prepare your presentations. What are the things you want to share with the person God is leading you to? Prepare them. Be sure about them. Let them be logical. Have facts. Don't just assumptions. Always have facts. Anytime you are trying to raise partners or meet the partners God is leading you to, have facts, not assumptions. So prepare what? Your presentations. Another one, prepare your materials. What are the things you want to show to them, you want to give to them? It may be partnership cards. It may be PSHI. Always go with materials. Always go with things. Amen. And sometimes, just as I said, we must be willing to share mobilization. Just show them, okay, sir, this is PSHI. We have distributed over 20,000 copies of this. Let us see it. And for some of them who may be willing to just okay make a commitment at that point in time, we may go with partnership cars. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. And another one is that always prepare for what? Questions. Always prepare for what? Questions. Sometimes questions may come from different angle you don't expect. Be prepared for questions. Always put yourself in the shoes of the partners. What can they ask me? Or if they ask me in this area, what will I say? Always put yourself in their shoes. Hallelujah. And I pray God will help us in the mighty name of Jesus. Come, let's rise our feet as we pray. Mobilization is not a work of one person. It's a teamwork. It's a thing that we all must do together. We all mobilize together. You may be mobilizing by just mobilizing human. I may be mobilizing funds. But everyone should be what? Mobilizing. No matter how small, every one of us has a part to mobilize. You may not raise financial partners, but you may raise Brazilians. You may raise mountaineers. Can you just ask God and say, Father, show me my own path in this work. Show me my own path. Can you just pray to God? Father, show me my path. Show me my area. Show me my own area in this mobilization. Don't say, Lord, it's not my thing. I don't know how to talk. No. Everybody has his own path. Father, show me my own area in mobilization. Father, show me the area in which I could mobilize. Maybe your own area is to mobilize people for prayer. God, show me my own area. Show me my own area. Maybe your own area is to mobilize financial partners. Show me, but don't just assume that I can't mobilize. It's a lie. You can do something. We can do something. Father, show me my own area. Can we speak to the Lord? Father, show me my own area. Lord, open my own eyes. Open my eyes, Lord. Open my eyes. Open my eyes. Show me my own area. Show me my area of mobilization. Yes, Lord, show me. Show me my own area of mobilization. Lord, reveal to me my own area in which I will raise partners, I will raise champions, I will raise men for this work to fulfill the mandate. Lord, show me my own area, Lord. Lord, open my